Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time to check in with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. It's very difficult to stand out on social media. Sometimes, though, you don't have to. And Scott's got some practical tips for businesses and, I guess, all of us about finding your social media voice. And, Scott, I know you've spent a lot of time on this. It's interesting to think that you don't always have to stand out. We spend a lot of time talking about everything that goes viral. But that's just one way to look at the digital landscape, isn't it?
Yeah. Morning, Bob. Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's the viral stuff that gets you noticed, of course. But, you know, good digital strategy, that means being able to stay relevant all the time.
Okay, so what are some of the things that we should be keeping in mind here?
Well, let's start with your followers. You know, who are they? I mean, if I had a nickel for every time someone said that I really want to grow the number of people who like my page or follow me by a certain percent, you know, I'd have a lifetime supply of nickels. And I like to tell people, think about it from a logical perspective. You could have thousands of followers, but they could be the wrong followers. They could be doing nothing for you and for your brand. I mean, does it look good to look at your Twitter profile and see that you have 8,000, 9,000 followers? Sure, for some people. But, you know, something that I've been saying for a very long time, and I'll keep saying it for as long as anybody will listen, I would rather have 10 really engaged people interacting with me on my social media accounts than 100 who don't engage or worse, may not be real.
And that brings up a really good point. Is there a way to tell that a social media account is real?
Well, that's a great question. The short answer is yes, but it's not always cut and dry. Some things that you want to look out for are the age of the account. Was the account recently opened? Has the account ever tweeted or posted? Does the account have a bio? Does it have a photo? Figuring out what's real or fake on social media, Bob, is a lot like trying to figure out whether an email is real or spam. Sometimes you get some really quick giveaways, and sometimes it takes a little more detective work to figure it out. But one thing that I can say for certain is that someone who really wants to engage with you on social media, they'll make themselves known, and you'll know right away whether or not they're the real deal. I don't necessarily know how to tell you that you'll know, but you will. There's a difference.
And that leads us directly into another item about knowing your target audience.
Yeah. This one's really important, Bob. You have to know them. You have to know, and you have to come to know what they expect. You know, advice that's general in nature is always worth consuming, but some things you hear are too general.
Give us an example, Scott, of something that would be too general.
Yeah, sure. So look at the best times to post on social media. You know, we all see those charts and they say things like the best time to post on Facebook is between 1 and 3:30 on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Like, I guarantee that's true for someone somewhere on social media. Is that the right time of day, you know, for you and your audience? Likely not. What you should take away is that there's absolutely a time that will be best based on your specific audience. And one of the most important things that you can get to do now is know that audience and know that that means really knowing their habits. If 1:30 p.m. on Thursday is the time you end up identifying, that's great. But you need to be ready to pivot if and when that changes. And again, that's where the general advice will get you started, but it's up to you to finish the job.
Let's get to what the right kind of post is. And also, I have a few Genius Bar questions for you today, Scott. Hang on, and we'll do that momentarily. Talking to social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And one of the things that many people often wonder about, Scott, is the right kind of post. How do you know exactly what to post, whether it's we're talking about a business or just personal?
Well, it's a really good question, Bob, and it's a really important question, also a really hard question. But there are some rules to keep, some rules of thumb that you want to keep in mind. So, for example, you know, how do you know if you should post about a certain event or if you should steer clear of it? And that is part of getting to know your audience. And, you know, there have been many surveys done over the years that I can remember that basically say that people don't come to brand social media for opinions about things. But, you know, there's a fine line. So, for example, the way I get it is maybe a brand shouldn't be talking about the latest episode of The Bachelor or Saturday Night Live, but maybe talking about a specific event that's tied to a charity is a key part of the brand's voice. Again, you know, I would say that that is specific to the situation at hand, but you don't want to confuse the two. If you're speaking about a topic and it's a key part of your brand identity, you should do it. The trap that you don't want to fall into is believing that just because someone is talking about something, that you have to do the same thing to stay relevant.
And plenty of brands do that, don't they?
Yeah. And you know what, Bob? Some are great at it and some succeed. And that's an audience-driven decision. While some brands, they're horrible at it, and they may not realize that they're actually pushing away people. So when in doubt, you know, I say listen rather than participate. See how other brands are approaching it, and then watch for any fallout. Because here's the bottom line, okay? Ultimately, no matter what your overall voice is, you want to be authentic, because fake is easy to spot. Remember that. Fake is easy to spot. Authenticity is different for everyone, and no one can dictate what authenticity means for you, not even someone like me. But I can give you those key things to think about from a strategy perspective. And one last thing, you have to remember that social media is a lot of trial and error. You're going to make mistakes, but you can't learn unless you do.
Good tips. Now, for the Genius Bar, we have a few issues to run by you, Scott.
Okay.
First of all, and this has happened to me, you go on Twitter, and it seems like there are one or two people dominating your feed. You scroll through, and you see maybe a dozen tweets from one person, and you're trying to get to others, and they don't seem to be there, or they're far down as you're scrolling through. What's that all about?
It has a lot to do with how you engage, because remember, algorithms are going to pick up on your likes and your dislikes, and they're going to attempt, that's the key word, they're going to attempt to tell you what you want to see first. But it's really up to us to program those algorithms. It shouldn't be up to us, Bob, but it is. It's really up to us to program those algorithms to make them right. So if you go into your Twitter settings for those people, especially for the people that you're seeing too much of, you can do things like mute them temporarily. They won't know that, but you can mute them so you can see other people. You can make it so you get notifications for certain people and not for others. There's all kinds of things that you can do to make sure that you're seeing the right people. But yeah, that is one of the things that happens with the main Twitter feed a lot. You're going to see things that are not necessarily the view that you want it. You have to kind of figure out the best way to get past that main feed. I think the thing that I would tell you about this, Bob, is that that main Twitter feed was fantastic when Twitter was a few years old because it wasn't so big, and they really didn't update it very much as time went on, and now it's just so massive.
Yep, right. Well, I invoked your name a lot here regarding Twitter in the last few days, Scott, and not in vain. I was hacked, and there were a couple of days of going back and forth with the Twitter people to make sure, first of all, what Twitter was sending me was legitimately from Twitter. And then once I figured that out, I eventually got back on. But and remember last week when I said to you it's just too much trouble or too complicated to have that two-factor authentication? I learned my lesson.
Yep. The two-factor authentication is a really good thing to have because it's device dependent, so it knows that you have that device with you. And And the only other thing, you know, when it comes to, you know, those notes and those things from Twitter that come, if something comes by a text message, if it's not a two-factor authentication code, it's probably not real. And if something comes from an email, you know, always check that email to see if it's like from a twitter.com address. Sometimes those things are very well hidden. So I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm glad that you got everything back.
Yeah, it was a day of sending messages back and forth to Twitter, getting various codes and then filling them in, but all is well now. Now, we got this from a listener, and I think we've talked about this before, but it's worth repeating.
Sure.
Question for Scott, is there a way to eliminate my information from showing up on a Google search? I see services like LifeLock that claim to do this. What do you know about this?
Well, I don't know specifically about services like LifeLock. I think what they try to do is not necessarily remove your information. Places like this, they don't necessarily try to remove your information from the web. What they're trying to do is keep your information safe, and there's a very big difference. A lot of the stuff that you may be talking about that you're seeing that regards your personal information is public information. So things like your name, your address, you know, those sites that say your name is Bob Surratt and you may live at X address and you may be this years old. Those are things that are taken all from public information. So those things you really can't get rid of. One of the things that you can do to control the amount of information that's out there is look at your internet settings, not so much your social media settings, some of them, but your Google settings, for example. Go into your Google account and look and see what you're actually sharing with people. People are very surprised to learn sometimes that a lot of their information is out there more than they think that they know is out there. So, like I always talk about checking your settings, go through and do a sweep of your account settings on Google, see what's out there, and anything you can take off and not make public is going to be good for you.
And one more thing, Scott. I noticed on my laptop today a little message that invited me to upgrade to Mac OS Monterey. Do you know anything about that?
I do. I've upgraded to Monterey. Basically, think about it this way. All of the new features that you've seen recently on iOS 15 on your phone, a lot of those new features are in macOS Monterey. So things like sharing on FaceTime, things like new notification center. There's a lot of little enhancements, but the one key important thing about upgrading to a new macOS is they almost always contain security updates. And security updates are important to keep your computer safe. You'll get your security updates in between those big updates, and you should always do that. But, you know, updating to a new series of software is always a good idea. You don't have to do it immediately, but it's one of those things where you'll start to get reminded about it. And if you go online, you can look at a list of what's new. There's some cool things in there. But ultimately, I'd say that, yeah, you want to eventually upgrade.
Okay, now I know. And thank goodness you're on the broadcast here every Tuesday morning, because I run these questions by my wife and she just shakes her head and looks at me like I'm completely idiotic. So appreciate your
help.
Always
here for you, Bob. No problem.